Fall is just around the corner, and home is the center of it all. At Ashley, seasonal decorating's a breeze with their range of designs and materials. Snuggle up on a family-friendly sectional or an ultra-modern sofa. Or gather outside and enjoy the crisp, cool air with a new fire pit or conversation set. From minor refreshes to total overhauls, Ashley has the essentials to make your home fall functional and fabulous. Shop in-store or visit ashley.com today.
Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. 1 year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
The thing about these Sunday night NFL shows that morph into Monday mornings is they go so fast. And before you know it, we're into the final hour and we still have a few games to get to. It is our pledge to you on these NFL shows that we cover every game, at least with a couple of comments, a couple of pieces of sound, every single game. And early in the year when there are no buys, and when every single game matters, it's hard to dial back and move quickly. I can get long-winded about NFL games, but we still have a few that we haven't yet gotten to, and that's what the final hour is all about. We'll also review for your listening pleasure what was a game that went off script on Sunday Night Football. Maybe the Dallas Cowboys just decided to take matters into their own hands and decide they wouldn't follow the NFL scriptwriters. It was history for the Dallas Cowboys. We'll get to that coming up. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. It's a Monday morning. It's also September 11th. And even as I'm full of excitement and enthusiasm for the NFL, seeing 9/11 now on my computer, seeing it on my phone, recognizing here in Lower Manhattan what will take place in mere hours. But for those of you who've not heard me say this before, our CBS Sports Radio headquarters are located 10 blocks from Ground Zero. We're just 10 blocks north. You look out our cafeteria window here on the 10th floor of our building, and the Freedom Tower is directly south of us. So in a few hours, all the names will be read there at Ground Zero where the Twin Towers stood. The reflection pools, the museum, now the Freedom Tower. The Trinity Church that survived 9/11 22 years ago. It's still overwhelming to think about the fact that it was a glorious blue sky that Tuesday morning. I remember it was a Tuesday morning. And for those of you who lived through it, I'm sure most of you know exactly where you were, what you were doing when it became apparent that our nation was under attack. I know there will be a lot of memorials, a lot of documentaries on TV. I try to do that every 9/11, watch a documentary I haven't seen before so I don't forget. But yeah, here we are. Talking about football, and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm going to get right back to football here in a second. But I can't help but think about 4 hours from now, the series of events that began in Lower Manhattan and changed the course of our nation's history forever. So I hope you'll spend some time thinking about it today. And also, if you didn't know this, because of their time served at Ground Zero, or their proximity to Ground Zero, there are the estimates are 10,000 people who are suffering from illnesses related to their time at Ground Zero, either working on the pile or just their proximity to the air. It was toxic, of course. And there have already been more first responders, firefighters, police, law enforcement, volunteers who've passed away from 9/11 related illnesses than there were people who died in the attacks. And so 9/11 is still taking Americans from us, taking great Americans who served and who worked there at Ground Zero. So hope you'll spend some time thinking about them today, or maybe watching a documentary, maybe reading a little bit online. There are always new stories that come out. And the next time you're in New York City, Lower Manhattan, if you ever have a chance to visit, don't pass up seeing the memorial that's there. Where the Twin Towers stood, not only are these incredible reflection pools that have the names all the way around the pools where, and they're in the footprints of the North and the South Towers, where you can see the names, you can find the names, but also the museum is incredible. The artifacts, the tribute it is to the heroes that worked and served on that day and the days to come. 22 years ago, gosh, and in some ways it feels like yesterday. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Nothing wrong with being excited about football, because that's also part of what makes us America, right? We love our NFL, and football has the power to heal, has the power to bring us together across cultural differences and language barriers and, of course, geographical lines. And I have no doubt that the NFL will pay tribute to the lives that we lost as well as those who served on 9/11. It's not an accident that we've got back-to-back games at MetLife Stadium, which is where the Jets and the Giants play, just across the river in New Jersey. So the Monday Night Football game on 9/11 does feature the Jets. And yes, it's about Aaron Rodgers and his debut. It's about a clash in the AFC East with the Buffalo Bills. But trust me, it's also about the anniversary. It's also about 9/11. It's also about the NFL wanting to use this night and the platform to make sure that we don't forget and to pay tribute. So you will see that tonight as part of the Monday Night Football game. You can find us on Twitter, After Hours CBS. We've got a new poll up, Monday MVP. We do this every weekend during the NFL season. It's also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And while we're talking about the AFC East, we certainly should talk about what we saw on Sunday. It was weird. I got to tell you. I'm still wrapping my brain around Tom Brady ringing a bell before the game starts. Tom Brady with his kids, with his family, sitting in the box with the Crafts. Not that I expected their relationship would be damaged, but just weird that he's a spectator and a cheerleader, as opposed to being, you know, Tom Brady, who was never, ever, ever, ever going to quit playing football. So yeah, we'll get to the halftime and a few of the comments from Tom Brady, but it's a different New England Patriots. You all know that. Mac Jones, who's got a new offensive coordinator, just any offensive coordinator would have been better than last year, but Bill O'Brien has returned to New England, and here are the Patriots with all the promise. They're hosting at Gillette. Tom Brady's in the house, and I'm not sure this is how they wanted it to start.
Back goes Jones, pumps, looks, fires. It is deflected and intercepted. Intercepted. Running along the near sideline, it's Darius Slay. Breaks a tackle at the 30, 20, 10, 5. Pick six, Darius Slay.
Yeah, first New England offensive drive. It's an off-target pass. Mac Jones misfires to Kendrick Bourne, and it goes off his fingers for a pick six. Man, Darius Slay, he is one of those veterans that is always lurking. That's what I think of with Darius. He's always around. He's a ball hawk. Just be careful. That's then followed by the Eagles takeaway on an Ezekiel Elliott fumble. So welcome to New England, Zeke. Has a fumble, and it leads to a Devontae TD grab. For a 16-0 lead after the first quarter. That's how the New England Patriots welcome Tom Brady back to the NFL, as if to say, it will never be the same without you. Merrill Reese on Eagles Radio. Now, there was a spark from the Patriots there in the second quarter.
Left to right. A second and goal to go from outside the Philadelphia 8 left hash mark. Stevenson in the backfield as Jones takes the snap. He's pressured. Throws it left corner. The end zone. Touchdown! Patriots! Three and a bunch left, including Gesicki.
Got the slant. Top.
Ezekiel Elliott to the right of Jones. Hand signals to his right with a play call change. He takes the snap. He stands in. He fires toward the end zone.
Yeah!
Touchdown! Patriots! A laser by Jones to Kendrick Bourne!
The possibilities are there. Calls with Bob Soucy and Scott Zolak on Patriots Radio. They had a pair of touchdowns in 5 minutes. That was how quickly they were able to climb back in this game. The defense limits Philadelphia, and actually this became a theme, to a three and out. And around that, a pair of touchdown drives for Hunter Henry. He ends up with his first TD catch of the season, and then Kendrick Bourne with yet another. And Philadelphia couldn't muster a whole lot in the second half, only three field goals after the break. The offense sputtered and it stalled. So remember the vaunted offense that we saw in the Super Bowl? Well, that was 6 months ago, and they're trying to find their rhythm and groove as well. The difference, though, in what we saw from the Eagles over and over last year is that the defense was also extremely stingy. And so the defense and the offense work hand in hand with the Eagles, of course. And so the D only allows one more New England touchdown. As I say, Bourne had two scores himself. And it was really more a battle of hanging on there, like surviving in the second half. And the Eagles did just enough to win, even though the highlight was the first quarter.
We just didn't finish some drives. We got in a rut a little bit in the second quarter, pardon me, and then didn't finish some drives late in the game. And Jake did a really good job of, we had a lot of confidence in Jake to kick the field goals to put us up a couple scores. The rut was just that we weren't winning on first and second down and getting ourselves in the third down and not manageable.
not manageable.
Again, some of it was, the run game and some of it was the pass game.
I think that's a great win, a great win for us, being able to be resilient. Obviously, for me, winning is the only thing that matters.
Jalen Hurts, just over 200 total yards, had a touchdown, had a fumble. I mean, this really is how it went for most of the quarterbacks in the NFL. Not all of them. We just talked about Baker Mayfield, who had no turnovers. This might be the year of Baker. I'm just throwing it out there. Anyway, there were a lot of sacks. There were a lot of quarterbacks getting pummeled. There were a lot of quarterbacks getting rushed. And there were a lot of turnovers, even from some of the veterans. Mac Jones, he threw a lot as they were trying to come back. And he did show off the arm, showed off the accuracy. They just put themselves in too big of a hole. And typical of Mac, he puts it on himself.
Definitely let the team down tonight. Couldn't score early, and we just fell behind because of me, and I put it on myself.
As a defense, we just got to do a better job of keep getting him the ball back. Like, we got to play. We got to play whatever situation we in. That's how we got to play.
Overall, we were, played competitively. We had some good plays, and then we had a couple of plays that, could have been better, obviously. So a couple holding penalties, we had some key penalties and obviously the turnovers, and so just need to do a better job.
He doesn't sound as cranky as usual. I mean, he actually sounds as though he was not typical Bill Belichick.
I really can't control that.
Maybe he was happy to see Tom Brady back again. I'm sure that was part of it. Yeah, Tom is now a spectator. He's a cheerleader. He gives high fives to everyone in the box when the Patriots do something well. And he also had a special word for the fans at halftime.
Thank you, guys. What a day. That run out was a little longer today than it used to be. I'm not quite in game shape, but it's impossible for me to be in this stadium full of you amazing fans with some of the best teammates, with my family, with all my friends, and not run out like I did for 20 years. This is an incredible celebration for me, for our family, for my teammates, for all of us to come back and thank you guys for what you've done for us. I was so fortunate to be drafted here 2 decades ago, 23 years to be exact, not even knowing where New England was on the map.
Oh, stop it.
And not that we put it on the map, but I think a lot more people in the U.S. know where the New England Patriots play.
All right. He managed to make them cheer again after he said,
"Thank you, RKK."
Thanks to RKK. Did you leave that part in there just for fun? Producer Jay wanted you to hear him call Bob Kraft RKK.
Thank you, RKK.
And then we just cut him off. That was enough, Tom Brady. I just want you to know that I did not cut that audio. That would be Producer Jay. Anyway, he finds himself to be amusing. My favorite part is that he insults the fans by saying, "Didn't even know where New England was." Oh, okay, you're one of those people. Great. But then he whips them into a frenzy again because he talks about how the Patriots made sure that more people knew where New England was.
Not that we put it on the map, but I think a lot more people in the U.S.
Oh, stop
know where the New England Patriots play.
Here's one thing you should never admit in mixed company or in public. If you don't know where New England is, don't admit it. Just Google it on your phone, please, before you get into a conversation about it. It's not cool, Tom Brady.
No.
Just because you're a Northern California kid to not know where New England is. Oh, heavens. Maybe he was joking. Maybe he was drinking. Was it tequila what got him after the Super Bowl parade?
Yes, it was. Got him good.
All right. New England, you're not alone. There are obviously half the teams that will come out of this week at 0-1. I like how Todd Bowles puts it. Oh, Todd Bowles, coach of his other team, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. There is, even as ugly as it looks, even as ugly as week one can get, especially for the offenses, there is one positive when you come away with the W.
It's a great win today. We got to move on tomorrow. It's just good to know you won't go 0-17.
All right, so for half of the NFL... It's good to know you won't go 0-17. You won't be a footnote to history. But for the other half, oh, yeah, there's still that distinct possibility. Like you, New York Giants, I would have said no way. Heck no. And now I'm kind of wondering, well, if you missed Sunday Night Football, not only did you miss some beautiful weather, it was there for dramatic effect, kind of like New England and Cleveland, as a matter of fact, but you also missed history for the Dallas Cowboys. Okay, we'll get to that next. On that teasy note.
It's a dark day.
You know you're not going to go 0-17. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Good morning.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
You did it, along with millions of people who prioritized their health and got vaccinated against COVID-19 to help protect against severe illness and hospitalization, too. Now, let's keep it up.
Keep it up!
with this season's updated COVID-19 shot designed to help protect against recent variants. According to the CDC, you can get a COVID shot at the same visit as your flu shot if you're due for both. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to learn more and schedule on the CDC's vaccines.gov.
Keep it up.
Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
You on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Try a 45-yard field goal from the left hash. And that ball is mishandled. Blocked and picked up by the Cowboys defender on the right sideline. It is Noah Igbinoghi, and he runs it in for a touchdown for Dallas.
Jones in the gun, takes the snap, back to pass. Rush coming again, throws short left, caught by Barkley. Hit ball pops up, taken out of the air by the Cowboys, and it's going back for a touchdown. It was Deron Bland. He had 5 interceptions a year ago. This one popped up into the air, out of the hands of Barkley. Trayvon Diggs with the hit, and the Cowboys score again. Lines up under center, takes the snap. He'll pitch it to Pollard, racing right, looking for a seam. Cuts back, finds the end zone. Touchdown, Cowboys. A 2-yard touchdown run for Tony Pollard, and the Cowboys extend the lead, now up 25-0 here in the second quarter.
Second down, I formation, Pollard handoff, walk the dog. Everything sealed off to the inside. Tony Pollard walked the dog and scored his second touchdown of the night.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
After hearing those highlights for the Cowboys against the Giants on Sunday night in a monsoon, I think the rain was there for dramatic effect. Whatever you might think upon just hearing those highlights from Cowboys Radio Network with Brad Sham and Westwood One with Ryan Rucco, it was worse for the Giants. Or on the flip side, it was better for the Cowboys. They didn't even need to flash much of that new look offense. Tell you, there are a few things about the offense that really impressed me. But first, before they ever had an offensive touchdown, they had a special teams TD on a blocked field goal return for a score. And then the pick six by Deron Bland off Daniel Jones. And the defense, dynamic. In DJ's grill the entire time. 7 sacks. Another dozen quarterback hits. Remember when late in Eli Manning's career, the offensive line for the Giants started to get really bad? It's kind of the first iteration of what we're seeing in the Daniel Jones era. And he was constantly skittish. He had happy feet back there in the pocket. Oh, yeah. Daniel Jones gets hit a few more times. He's going to have some happy feet as well. And I'm sure I'm not the only one who was asking at the end of this game, when it's pouring down rain, they're trailing 40-0. Why is Daniel Jones still in the game, number one? Because none of the Cowboys starters were still in the game, or very few of them. Certainly not the O-line or Dak Prescott. But also, he's out on the edge running. What are you doing? The ground is slippery. It's pouring down rain. They just gave you a fat contract. Why are you out there? You cannot win the game by playing in the fourth quarter in the pouring down rain in soggy conditions. And essentially what Mike Tirico and Chris Collins were said on Sunday Night Football is that it's probably Daniel who wants to be out there just so it's not quite as bad a taste. But there was nothing they could do at this point. 40-0. That's the largest margin of victory in a Cowboys shutout in their entire franchise history. And it comes in a division win on Sunday Night Football. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, not even 300 yards of offense for the Cowboys. And so Mike McCarthy calling the plays, no more Kellen Moore, Dak Prescott having more authority and more freedom to be able to tailor the offense when he's out there on the field. That didn't really come into play. No, it actually got started with special teams and continued with the defense.
Just the way we played, and it's nice when you see the players, you know, emphasize and you see it exercised in practice and carried over to the field. You know, I thought the defense and the block field goal got it started, and you know, and it really never stopped.
Great team win, and like you said, it starts with the defense. Really starts with special teams. I mean, starting it with the block field goal that turns into a touchdown, and then just the defense then just creating turnovers and giving us a couple of touchdown lead, and then just allowing them to go feast.
They definitely did that. 7 sacks. I wish I had the Dallas Cowboys defense on my fantasy team. Instead, I have the Steelers, which I am now ruining the day. We'll get to you, Pittsburgh. Dallas goes 3-for-4 in the red zone. Dak, not even 150 yards, but here's what stands out about the offense for the Cowboys. And it certainly does help when you have a cushion that special teams and defense provide. It means that you're pressing far less, of course. You're not trying to make up big chunks of yardage. You can sit back and carry out the game plan and not worry about losing the game or worry about making a mistake because you're rushing. But the stats are the stats. The game is the game. And Dak Prescott did not turn the ball over. The Cowboys did not turn the ball over. And he was protected. The run game got a couple of touchdowns with Tony Pollard, who takes over as their feature back. So yeah, the offense may not have been required to be dynamic or to show a lot of flash, but to stay home and not make mistakes, that's huge. Especially held up against the Giants in a division game in which they were a relative disaster. Now, it is week one, so no need to freak out about it yet. Although, according to Todd Bowles, because you didn't get your win, there is actually still a chance you could go 0-17.
It's good to know you won't go 0-17.
That's only for the teams that won. The Cowboys will not go 0-17. Micah Parsons, he was tweeting, then he was chirping. He's all about giving it back to the Giants.
Hey, man, y'all thought this was a game. Nah, man, Doomsday back. Stick City here, Dallas defense back, man. It's up for the lead. Let's get it. 1-0. Let's go!
Wait, I need to hear. I'm sure he didn't say something about sticking it up their butts. I'm sure he didn't. I need to hear it again at the beginning.
Hey, man, y'all thought this was a game. Nah, man, Doomsday back. Stick City here, Dallas
Doomsday's
defense back.
Back. Okay.
It's up for the lead.
Yeah, that's Doomsday's back is what he says. Stick City here. Okay, I just wanted to be sure. Sometimes with the crowd noise in the background, it's like the game of telephone where you start to whisper things to other people and you don't actually know what they said and there's crowd noise and blah, blah, blah.
Let's go!
I heard that. Micah Parsons on Twitter. He was also putting it out there with his words, too, right before we went on the air. He had the same thing. I thought this was a game. I thought this was supposed to be a game. So, yeah, the Cowboys are off and running, but none of those points carry forward. Now, if you missed my conversation with Armando Salguero, who was at MetLife Stadium for this shellacking, this battering of the Giants, this bloodbath, that sounds so,
That's too tame for what happened.
Oh, okay. Producer Jay, I couldn't figure out why everybody wanted to know what went wrong for the Giants. That was the question for Brian Daboll, for Daniel Jones. How about what went right for the Giants? Because I don't think there's a whole lot of that. Yeah, it was rough, especially their quarterback getting beat up.
We got into one of those games. As the game went on where we were throwing the ball and they knew we had to throw the ball, we're down a bunch. Have to look at the tape for some of the stuff. But, you know, obviously it wasn't good enough. No area was good enough tonight, you know, from protection to coaching to running to tackling, whatever it may be, you name it, wasn't good enough.
That's football. We got to do a better job. Starting myself and the leaders. I've stopped the leaking, stopped the bleeding. And we didn't do that. Can't go down like that to a team of that caliber.
Well, this league is humbling. It's a humbling league. I've said this many a times. It's the same thing as if you have a big win, not getting too high. This is an emotional game. Guys put everything they have into it. They prepared well. We practiced well. And we didn't put it together today, in every area from, like I said, offense, defense, coaching, special teams, whatever, you name it. When you get 40 to nothing, there's a lot of blame to go around, and I'll take the head of it.
Brian Daboll, reigning coach of the year, and you hear Saquon Barkley as well. He starts with "That's football," which I suppose is accurate. I've heard a lot of former NFL players say, "Yeah, you just well." And if you ever play sports, you feel the same, right? There are games, there are times where it's so lopsided. There's not a whole lot you can do except to say, "All right, they kicked our behinds, and we just have to go back and flush it." And move forward. So, yeah, not what I expected for Sunday Night Football in the rain at MetLife. I hope the NFL script writers didn't come up with that one as a special for week number one. But for the Dallas defense, there could have been an Oscar in there somewhere. See what I'm doing with the script? Do you see? Good morning to you. It's a Monday. Who is your Monday MVP? You can find the poll on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or on our Facebook page as well. We'll reveal the results coming up after Monday Night Football, which is our next show. Do you think Aaron Rodgers was watching Jordan Love and the Packers on Sunday? That's what I was wondering. He didn't have to play until Monday. Don't give me some line about how he was watching film. There's no way he was watching film.
I'm going to my darkest retreat.
Yeah, but except according to Robert Saleh, you glow in the dark, which means there's really no darkness retreat. Yeah, we finally get to see Aaron Rodgers in a Jets uniform in gangrene. The Bills might have something to say about their little hearty party at MetLife on Monday night. But yeah, you all picked that as the after hours game of the week. So that's coming up in
hours. It's
going
to be hard to cancel me.
Okay. Do you know did you see the interview he did on Fox with Aaron Andrews? Okay, so Aaron's his buddy. I mean, I appreciate that. And he will open up to her. He gives her a lot of the same stuff that he gives to Pat McAfee. And he has this giant smirk on his face where he's talking about how the world tried to, he's bringing up that same thing. The world tried to cancel me. The world tried to get rid of me to move past me or something along those lines.
Don't make it up. Okay. Right.
And then she asked him twice why. And his response was, you know why. Okay. And she asked him again. He goes, you know why. We all know why, with this smirk on his face. All right.
I'm not a dumb jock.
I just hope your debut goes better than the Giants' return this season because, it was interesting to see same old Aaron, just different uniform. Oh, he's feeling himself. That is for sure. He is the king of New York, at least for now. And I guess since Daniel Jones is not the king of New York this morning.
People are coming here to play with me.
Oh, stop it. Why do you have to be so arrogant? I don't know. At least you're not going to go 0-17. That might just be the Giants. All right. We have, are you ready? One game left that we have not yet done. I've saved it. I could even say I've saved the best for last. Bengals? Not you. Browns. AFC North. Well, this is also not something I expected. We had some lopsided games. Cowboys-Giants, Niners-Steelers, and then Browns. Bengals.
Not ideal.
Definitely not ideal. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours.
What's up, everybody? I'm Danny Parkins, based out of Chicago. This is my buddy Andrew Filippone. He's based out of Pittsburgh. You really got to check out our podcast, First and Pod.
Twice a week, we're going to break down the NFL after Thursday Night Football and Sunday Night Football. It's every team. It's every game. It's all 32 teams. We give you a complete picture, and we get into it. We don't kiss each other's fannies on this show.
New episodes of First and Pod available when you wake up every Monday and Friday morning throughout the football season in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, well, well. Shopping for a car?
Yep. Carvana made financing a car as smooth as can be.
Oh, yeah?
I got pre-qualified instantly and had real terms personalized just for me.
Doesn't get much smoother than that.
Well, I got to browse thousands of car options on Carvana, all within my budget.
Doesn't get much smoother than that.
It does. I actually wanted a car that seemed out of my range, but I was able to add a cosigner and found my dream car.
It doesn't get much...
Oh, it gets smoother. It's getting delivered tomorrow.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get pre-qualified today.
Hours Podcast.
From the 13th, second down, it's a draw. Here comes Watson running. 10, corner, 5, touchdown! They loaded it up with four receivers to the right, one to the left, and it was a quarterback draw all the way. Nick Harris, the fullback, Chubb, the tailback. Watson turns, rolls out to the right, looks open, touchdown! Harrison Bryant! Wide open, the tight end on the right side, and with 9:11 left to go in the ball game, it's beginning to feel like a Browns win today, 22-3.
Off the field, on the money, and after hours, it's time to talk football with Amy Lawrence.
Did you know that on Twitter a couple hours ago, the word embarrassing was trending. Now, that could be used for the New York Giants. Probably was, since it was Sunday night. Could be used for the Pittsburgh Steelers. But it could definitely be used for the Cincinnati Bengals. Good for you, Cleveland Browns. Defense was fantastic. Despite the pouring down rain in Cleveland and the points that were really hard to come by early, and despite some mistakes, Nick Chubb had a fumble, and it was hard to find some traction, really, for both teams. The Bengals were under 30 yards in the first quarter, except the Browns found a way, and the Bengals found a way to spin their wheels. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. First touchdown of the game comes really just before halftime. Deshaun Watson, 13 yards over to the left, kind of around, and you remember that he was a Pro Bowl quarterback. He has got his head up. He's quick on his feet. He can take a hit here or there. He can spin. He can move. He can juke. And so he's able to kind of scramble and get around to the left and into the end zone. So while the Browns are finding their footing offensively, do you know what the Bengals were boasting of at halftime? I looked this up because I wondered, after seven punts, how many yards their punter had racked up. Nearly 300 punting yards in the first half. Definitely does speak to why preseason and training camp are at least slightly important. Not that Joe Burrow didn't want to be out there with his team. He wasn't holding out. However, to not have him, he even mentioned it after the game, they were extremely disjointed, out of sync. Cleveland started the second half with a three and out and then an interception, but once again, was able to find some footing, get into a rhythm, and put together three consecutive scoring drives. And the defense, awesome, despite the poor footing. Sacking Joe Burrow on fourth down, giving the ball right back to the offense with a short field, and then the Harrison Bryant touchdown that you hear with Jim Donovan on Browns radio. So Deshaun ends up 16 of 29 in this one, just over 150 yards, a touchdown, an interception. The team didn't have a ton of yards. I mean, they were, again, they had the one step forward, two steps back that we saw with a lot of teams in week number one, but the defense really made up for it.
It was great. It was fun. It was awesome. It definitely sets the tone for this year. But we have a lot to improve. We got to celebrate, enjoy this for the rest of the night. And once tomorrow hit, once we wake up and get into that facility and watch the tape, once that tape is done, flush it and move on to Pittsburgh. And it's going to be a tough one next week. But how can we deal with the adversities versus a great, great team at home with the weather conditions and still pull out the victory? And that's what we did.
206 rushing yards. No Kareem Hunt, but no problem on this day against the Bengals. 206 rushing yards. Nick Chubb was over 100 himself. And so, yeah, it makes it a heck of a lot easier when you have a run game and a defense that stops the run.
Nick gives you his best at the office every single day. What he did out there from beginning to end, we tried to hand it to him, throw it to him. And then I thought Jerome was good in his relief as well.
This was a big one for us to see where we're at, and we really show what we can do. And we set the bar high, and we can. Now this is now the standard. We got to continue to improve from here, and we got many more to go to prove that this hype is real, and we got to continue to do what we put on film, and put our foot forward, put our best foot forward.
It's good to know you won't go 0-17.
Well, that's mean, considering that Cleveland did have a season in which they were over. That was me. That was not Todd Bowles. Don't blame coach. It just seemed fitting there. Myles Garrett, we're going to do this, right? 1 week at a time. We got to keep proving it. But yeah, the 206 yards rushing in the rain, the fact that they were able to keep the Bengals out of the end zone is a huge deal. So, Joe Burrow, I can't believe somebody would ever ask him if it's time to panic. No, it's not time to panic, but 82 yards? 82 yards? A career low for Burrow in the NFL.
That happens in week one. Obviously, those things happen when your quarterback doesn't perform in training camp. And, that was obviously something that I would have like to have done, but there's no excuses. It's obviously not very good today, so we got to be better.
I saw some good things from Joe. You know, that's a really tough defense. And again, it's a real challenge when the passing game is going to be like that, you know, with those conditions, especially in the first half.
I'm sorry, how much is his contract worth? No. It was game one. He wasn't out there for most of the preseason, as he points out. However, it does irk the Bengals, some Bengals more than others, when they lose to the Browns. Did you hear what Ja'Marr Chase said after the game? Was this on Twitter, Jay? Did you find it on social? Okay, so Ja'Marr Chase, you got to boost it so people can hear it in Cleveland.
I called the ass elves, and we just lost to some elves, so I'm pissed on my part. I'm pissed on that end.
Did you say I call their ass elves? We just lost to some elves. Isn't Brownie the elf the logo now in the middle
and
of the field?
We just lost to some elves. So.
Ja'Marr Chase can't believe who they just lost to. A bunch of elves.
Yeah, they have Brownie in the middle there now. That was fan voted.
Yeah. Well, I mean, last year the Bengals did start 0-2, remember? And there was a furor because they had been in the Super Bowl the year before, or the winter before. And then they went 2-3. So after being 0-2, they were 2-3. More than a month in, they were still below 500. And yeah, I think it turned out all right. But.
And we just lost to some elves. So.
But you did just lose to some elves. Again, it's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, coming up for the Cincinnati Bengals, you've got a game against the Ravens. So another AFC North battle. And for the Cleveland Browns, next up on the schedule is a trip to the Steel City and Pittsburgh. They're going to be hungry for a win. Christian McCaffrey, Brock Purdy, Nick Bosa, Brandon Ayuk. Man, this was along the lines of Dallas, New York. It was that lopsided from the very beginning. San Francisco scored on the first four drives of the game. Crisp was the word that came to mind as I'm watching them operate. This is 6 months after Brock Purdy has the UCL tear in his elbow and had the surgery and said he would be ready in 6 months, and boom, nailed it. So yeah, Brandon Ayuk has a pair of touchdown grabs in the first half. And San Francisco, maybe, just maybe, allowing the Steelers to think there might be some life late in the first half. They drive 95 yards. They get in the end zone. All right, there's a positive note to take into the locker room, except that it was very short-lived.
Stretch run coming left to McCaffrey. Stays play side, breaks a tackle, 45. Block from Ayuk down the sideline, 30. Cuts back inside 20, still inbounds down the sideline, diving for the end zone, touchdown, CMC!
It was awesome blocking, you know, those guys up front. The whole run game, it's an 11-man job, and they made great blocks. I got a little spin in there, got sprung, and then, man, I think it was Ayuk and Ray downfield. I mean, when you got receivers who block like that, it's a special feeling for a running back because, you know, you truly feel like you guys have your back, and that's an awesome feeling to have when you're out there. So when all 11 are committed to the run game, you got fullback who's the best in the league, you got tight end who's the best in the league at what he does, and, you know, all five O-linemen just working their ass off all day, it's fun to be able to, you know, go out there and run the ball behind people who are so committed to do it.
Flex their muscles. They were definitely flexing their muscles. All right, so Christian McCaffrey, huge touchdown run, probably a candidate for TD of the week. And Brock Purdy, yeah, he was pretty good. Nick Bosa, he was back too, but he wants you to think about Brock Purdy, actually.
Purdy shut some haters up. So it's nice to be on a really good team. I think whenever a guy comes back from an injury and people kind of give him they don't expect him to make another leap in the second year. I'm just happy for him. He's exactly who we thought he was.
He shut some haters up. I like that. Nick Bosa's not talking about him getting back on the field, how it felt. I've been back with the team for 15 minutes. Nah, Brock Purdy shut some haters up. Also, from the mea culpa department, I can tell that Cleveland is listening in. I apologize, I misspoke. No, Nick Chubb did not fumble. It was Jerome Ford who fumbled. So the corrections department has issued that mea culpa. Thank you for finding me on Twitter. This is how you know people are listening. When you do something wrong, everybody points it out. Talk to you tonight. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
You will fail. So what? Everybody does. But your gym, your watch, your yoga pants, they pretend you won't. So when you miss a day, eat the pancakes. Give up on a workout? You failed? Seriously, what the hell? We're Body. We've been a part of that too, but not anymore. At Body, we're rejecting perfection and embracing reality. Not in a Pizza Monday kind of way, in a loving your whole life kind of way. In a, this workout is fun and it's okay if I take a week off kind of way. In an, I'm eating healthy and it's okay if I indulge kind of way. In a, I like myself no matter what kind of way. Yeah, you will fail. We all will. But we're not going to let that be the end. You see that? We're already making progress. So let's keep going. We are Body. Start your free trial at body.com. That's BODI.com.